G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
The Supreme Audit Institutions Engagement Group brought together delegates from 14 G20 countries at the headquarters of Brazil's Federal Court of Accounts, TCU, in Brasilia. Ana Paula Sampaio, TCU Secretary General of External Control and Group Coordinator, explained how the work of Supreme Audit Institutions influences G20 discussions.
O objetivo dessa reunião é criar documento com mensagens essenciais.
She says, the goal of this meeting is to create a document containing key messages about sustainable energy transition, climate financing, and anti-hunger and poverty strategies. This document will include a brief message from the Supreme Audit Institutions to the Group of 20, so that the audit institutions' perspectives can be considered by the G20. It was widely acknowledged among participants that issues stemming from the climate crisis demand urgent solutions. Regarding climate matters, there was a consensus on the urgent need to cut global greenhouse gas emissions by 50% by 2030, emphasizing the necessity for governments to respond. Discussing global governance, Sybrand Struwig, head of the audit office in South Africa, underscored the importance of including this topic in G20 discussions.
Governance is important because we are talking about matters of humanity. We need to be sure that the appropriate level of scrutiny takes place in all of the decisions that are being made in government and also in the larger community of global organizations that are established.
India's Deputy Controller and Auditor General Parveen Mehta stated that her country is concerned with sustainable development. She highlighted the efforts of the G20 Working Group and Engagement Group to find efficient alternatives to combat hunger and climate change.
I think it is inextricably linked to achieving what you called sustainable development. And honestly, we are all very concerned about it. And just, I think last week it was that the UN climate head talked about, just 2 years more. Now, these are very dramatic statements and it's fearsome. And if we want to leave a better world, and it's no more leaving a better world for our future generations, it's actually ensuring a better world for us also. So even if we are not going to look to the future, we do need to look to the present.
From Brasília, from the G20 newsroom, Pedro Sardinha.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.